Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Welcome to the Claim Hunters. My name is Chris Tidball. I'm your host, and I am here with Lauren Watstein from Berkley.
Hi.
Lauren, welcome to the show.
Yep.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what you do at Berkley.
So I currently manage in a two-pronged position. I manage a team of legal professionals who do the overview for 17 Berkley entities.
Okay.
But I also am working with our legal claims department to manage our corporate panels for defense and coverage.
So you probably come across some interesting stuff in your role. I mean, you have, you know, kind of twofold. One, you've got the billings. For 17 different companies.
Yes.
That's a lot of law firms, a lot of law bills.
It is.
Yeah. How do you keep on top of that?
Well, I have a really great team.
Okay.
Who professionals who've been doing this work for a very long time.
Okay.
So they, you know, can do their work autonomously. This team was only brought together in 2025.
Okay.
So we're in our second year together as a team. Some of the team members were doing this work solo for a few companies. And then I also had a team of four, who were doing work for just only two Berkley entities. And then we decided to bring it all together and, create a team.
Okay.
Which has been really great because it really fosters collaboration and corroboration and, you know, just a place to talk about what we see in the legal bills, which can always be very interesting. I am lucky enough to have people work for me who really enjoy their work.
Right.
And so people don't understand how you could enjoy looking at legal bills, but I always found it to be sort of like a puzzle.
Yeah.
You're trying to put the pieces together, get them to fit together, and get the bigger picture. So as an in-house team, we have the advantage of being able to work within the claim files, work with the claims team,
okay,
and the law firms in a collaborative way.
Right.
So that we, you know, we definitely still come up against people who are mad that we take reductions from the bills.
Right.
But with the ability to have a discussion about it and help alleviate the friction that we see in that field. And then you know, it's a lot of work, and but the team's really dedicated, and they're really great at managing what we do.
So I'm an adjuster at Berkley,
right?
And I get a $20,000 legal bill from counsel.
Yeah,
it comes to your group, and you're like, "Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense." What do you typically see in those bills that raises red flags?
Well, you know, billing guidelines and litigation guidelines are there for a reason. They provide a roadmap of how claims wants to handle communication.
Okay.
And what the expectations are in the billing and in the claim the file handling.
Right.
So we expect our firms and our attorneys to follow those to the best that they can. We know it's, you know, frankly, my team has 17 different guidelines that we look at.
Yeah.
So I fully understand law firm pain when it comes to having to make sense of multiple guidelines from multiple
sure.
carriers. So we look at it based on whatever company that we're working with. We look at the bill. We look at the claim file.
Okay.
And we, you know, if we see something, you know, for a lot of it is the guesswork or maybe not the guesswork, the expertise of a legal bill reviewer or auditor is having the experience, one, of being a practicing attorney in the past.
Okay.
To be able to understand what documents are being drafted, the motions, what goes into drafting those motions.
Right.
And then having the the facts of the case and understanding the complexity of the file and put those together to understand the time billed for it and the work that went into it. You know, sometimes firms will bill, you know, a couple hundred hours to draft, say, a motion for summary judgment.
Right.
And that takes a lot of collaboration to understand why it would take that long.
Right.
Things like that, you know, real complex cases, maybe it's justified and we're never there to slash a bill. We're not going to, you know, but claim adjuster can't tell us, oh my God, you know, I really hate this law firm, so we're not going to pay their bills.
Right.
It's not how it works. If you do payable work, we are going to pay you for your work.
Sure.
You know, there may be some disputes in the way you describe the work, so we will ask for more information.
Right.
Some of our biggest struggles, our struggles are when we take a reduction from a bill, we give very explicit information as to why we're doing it and what we need to rectify the entry.
Right.
Law firms are not great at reading that. And so they just appeal those bills by saying, oh, this time was justified, or we had to do it, or this is lawyer work, when maybe we've already agreed to that. We just want to see the document to understand what they were doing.
Right.
So a lot of our conversations with law firms these days are like, read what we're doing. We're people. We're looking at it. We're putting the work in, and we want to pay you. So here's, you know, we're giving you the outline as to what we need.
Right.
Just answer our questions. So we're finding that to be probably our biggest challenge, and what we're seeing in the bills and in appeals is just non-responsive responses. Responses are good.
So your review team is mainly comprised of attorneys.
They're all legal professionals. One is a very senior paralegal.
Okay,
who's been doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them have been doing this for at least 10 years.
Okay, so they know what it takes to put together a motion for summary judgment, you know, and 200 hours. Yeah, that's a lot.
But if it's a, you know, shareholder derivative case for, you know, whatever, Morgan Stanley.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it might take that much time.
Right.
So you just don't know. You have to, you know, look at the big picture.
Yeah. So is it common for them to just pick up the phone and call the attorney and say, hey, I've got a question on your bill?
I think our first line of defense, our first steps are to look in the claim file.
Right.
You know, look for the motion.
Okay.
So we can see the motion if it's not attached to the invoice.
Okay.
Then we talk to the claim adjuster. They're the most knowledgeable about the file. We can read the file, but we're not living it.
Yeah.
So we talk to them. And then maybe we'll talk to the firm, but it's usually the claim adjuster who can make the best decision as regards to what's going on in the file and what it took to create that document.
Right.
Then, you know, if we take a reduction, the firm has the chance to provide an appeal.
Sure.
And really let us know why. And, you know, maybe they'll email and they'll be mad about it. And you know, but we work together.
Yeah.
As a partner.
Well, it's a relationship. I mean, you don't want to harm the relationship, but it's just like a claim. You want to pay what's fair.
Exactly.
And then and honestly, there are mistakes can happen, right?
Yes. We definitely see, you know, we're not like, so, you know, we're not the kind of people that see a mistake on the bill. Like we'll see like 3,000 hours billed for in one line because they meant to put 3 hours,
right.
You know, stuff like that. You know, it's just, everybody's human, the billing, everybody makes mistakes. And so we try to make sure that we recognize that.
Yeah. So there are bill review softwares out there. Do you use anything like that?
We do. We use a bill review software application to, you know, ingest the bills.
Okay.
It does apply some rules, system rules, not very many, because we find that it misfires.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not going to rely on it to tell us what's clerical task or what travel is, because it sometimes it even miles, like somebody whose name is Miles will trigger. So we use basic rules to highlight things that we might want to look at. And then we have adjustments and things we can put in, and we can, you know, adjust them, customize them, you know, do anything we need to do to get our message across regarding what we're doing.
Wow. And so when you're not doing the bill review piece, you're managing panel counsel as well.
Yes. So we just went through a transitional period where we are now have like a more formal Berkeley corporate panel list that's out there.
Okay.
Most Berkeley companies do manage their own panels as well.
Okay.
We consult and help, but we're not there to manage those. So,
okay.
You know, Berkeley, so that list and those relationships are any Berkeley can use those at any
time. Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you're keeping pretty busy.
Yeah. It's been a very good period of growth for me because I started at Chubb. I did the usual course of how people get to Berkeley, which is 16 years at Chubb and then a few years at CNA.
Okay.
I'm working with a lot of people that I've worked with in the past, and I was originally brought into Berkeley Environmental to basically start up this program just in that particular company. Right. And then it was decided to expand it to a corporate shared service instead of just a Berkeley Environmental program.
Which is great. I mean, it's great career growth for you.
It is. Yeah. It's kind of, you know, where, you know, I should be.
Yeah.
You know,
how'd you get into claims?
So I was in retail for a long time, and my husband went to law school after we got married, and I decided I didn't want to be in retail anymore. So I went to law school at night.
Okay.
Ended up working for a very small law firm that did all SIU work.
Oh, fun.
For Allstate.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was 3 years of nonstop jury trials.
Oh, wow.
So it was a real into the frying pan kind of job.
Right.
And it was a great experience, but pretty miserable in general.
Okay.
So through a friend, a mother of my daughter's friend, I ended up at Chubb looking at legal bills on paper.
Okay.
And, you know, eventually got opportunities to learn more, develop actually some software applications.
Okay.
Work with vendors and, you know, just moved up there and had a lot of opportunity there to grow.
Yeah.
And then Ace acquired Chubb and they started, you know, moving everything offshore or onshore. So I ended up going to CNA. I, you know, ended up doing just outside counsel management there. So at Chubb, I was more of the bill review piece.
Right.
And at CNA, I was only outside counsel management. So then that kind of ended. And so I ended up at Berkeley Environmental through, you know, somebody I knew at Chubb, who was looking to put together an in-house team to do bill review and manage his panel.
Yep. Wow. So if you were going to give people advice on legal bills, what would you tell them to look for? Most important thing.
If they were, like, if their own legal bill or reviewing a legal bill?
Reviewing, yeah. You know, adjusters or carriers, the bills come in every month. You're getting bills. Some of them probably just get paid. Some of them
absolutely
might just get dropped in a file. But, you know, what advice would you give people?
So if you're a busy claim adjuster and you unfortunately have to look at bills, legal bills, and you can't just pay them, you know, somebody's going to audit your file and you're going to have to actually look at something.
Right.
Look for the low hanging fruit. Look for people doing clerical tasks. Look for people making, well, they don't really make copies anymore.
Right.
But there are ways to do work that maybe isn't attorney work. Maybe it's paralegal work. Or for a lot of time being billed for the same thing.
Okay.
We see something called pattern billing, and that means that it's the same entry with the same time billed many, many, many times across one bill, multiple bills by the same attorney. And it starts to become a pattern, and you can start to see it.
Right.
It's hard, you know, when you're a claim adjuster and you're not in tune with the billing.
Right.
You're in tune with your case. A lot of claim adjusters use bills to help them and help inform them about what's going on in their file.
Sure.
And I think that's great. But to be a claim adjuster and have to review a bill, I think is really difficult.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that we've been, part of our growth is alleviating claim adjusters of that role. There have been different companies that still require claim adjusters to look at the bills. So we you know, are hopefully taking that off their plate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, it's fascinating stuff and a hugely important role because it's right on the bottom line.
Exactly.
So, yeah, well, thank you so much for stopping by the show today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.